As a first responder, organizations seek to provide critical incident outreach for their members. They may encounter a number of roadblocks that could hinder the success of these programs. These roadblocks may include 1. A one-and-done perception may occur when first responders perceive outreach programs to be a one-time occurrence with no follow-up or ongoing support. For instance, if an agency only offers a single debriefing session after a critical incident, first responders may feel that their needs have not been fully addressed and may not seek additional support. 2. Inadequate planning can manifest when agencies fail to consider the unique needs of their members and provide appropriate support. This could happen if the agency doesn't have a clear plan in place for responding to critical incidents, which could delay their ability to provide timely support. 3. Inappropriate timing may occur when agencies try to reach out to first responders when they are not prepared to receive support or are too overwhelmed to engage. For instance, if an agency reaches out to first responders immediately after a traumatic event, they may not be emotionally ready to engage in a supportive dialogue. 4. Insufficient personnel may happen when agencies lack enough trained professionals to provide support to their members. 5. Mandatory participation may make first responders feel pressured or uncomfortable, and they may not fully engage in the support offered. For instance, if an agency mandates that all first responders attend a critical incident briefing, some may feel that they are being forced to participate and may not be fully receptive to the support offered. 6. A lack of support from administration may occur when an agency fails to prioritize or allocate sufficient resources to support critical incident outreaches. 7. First responders may feel that the outreach program is merely a box-ticking exercise if they do not feel heard or supported during the outreach. By recognizing and addressing these roadblocks, first responder organizations can better support their members and help them cope with the aftermath of critical incidents. It is important for agencies to assess and identify what their specific roadblocks may be in order to appropriately address them and better serve their members. Critical incidents are a large part of first responders' jobs. Understanding that the navigation of critical incidents is vitally important to the overall and sustained health of your organization. Having well-trained and trusted members is the cornerstone of your team. Ensuring that your team has and maintains these qualities must be your top priority. Solicitation and selection of your peer team members can be found in this toolkit's peer support team section. As you are building out this team, it is imperative that you use a proactive approach with a follow-up system built in. This will avoid the one-and-done scenario that was mentioned earlier. Keep the outreach small and the unit cohesive. This will typically increase the comfort level among the members. It may also decrease the potential to have conflicting personalities from different areas of your organization encountering issues, especially when vulnerability and high stress levels may be present. Keep the setting comfortable. Use a convenient and safe space for the members. It is important to not only think about the physical space being comfortable, but also to keep the outreach comfortable as a whole. These outreaches, being non-invasive, will lead to greater success and reception amongst the crews. Remember, these outreaches tend to be inherently uncomfortable. Using any means possible to increase that comfortability is critical. Remember, the goal of critical incident outreach is to provide your members with education, not psychotherapy. This outreach must maintain confidentiality. All these components are woven together. Trusted members, follow-up, cohesion, comfortable settings, and the understanding that anything shared will be confidential will be crucial to the success of critical incident outreach. Thank you for viewing this module on critical incident outreach. Please see the task book for additional resources on this topic.